Foresters responding to climate change are experimenting with planting trees adapted to hotter, drier weather found further south. They hope this assisted migration will help forests survive conditions to come. Emma Jacobs reports from Vermont.
Forestry research technician Grace Smith uses a long pointed planting tool called a dibble to open a wedge in the ground, big enough for a tree sapling.
Super handy. So essentially, using these planting bars to open up enough soil underneath to be able to get these roots deep enough down.
Smith is working 10-hour days to get ankle-high pine, cedar, and red spruce trees settled in test plots in this national wildlife refuge before the weather gets too hot.
Hey, Grace. Grace.
Grace, you got trouble over there.
Got deer.
Visiting today is her boss, University of Vermont scientist Tony D'Amato, and refuge staff, including forester Jeremy Getz, who says besides hungry deer who will snack on unprotected saplings, the refuge also provides habitat for grouse, Canada lynx, and moose. Getz says this land used to belong to a paper company.
So these are the ruts from the last time this was harvested, the machine that they would use to pull the logs out.
The company left a landscape of almost all young balsam fir trees. As the warm weather gets hotter and drier, if those conditions or new insects start killing balsam fir, D'Amato says that can mean a lot of dead trees.
And with climate change, the broadest things we want are to maintain the functions of forests that are so important. So it's clean air, it's carbon sequestration, it's water filtration, it's bird habitat.
The new seedlings he's most excited about come from the Central Appalachians in West Virginia, where the climate now looks a lot like what models project here by about 2070. Katie Barlow of the Nature Conservancy, which grew those red spruce saplings, says the species already grows in Vermont, but will have small genetic differences, determining things like when their growing season stops and starts.
The main portion of red spruce populations are up in northern New England, but in each of those places, these populations have adapted to their particular climate.
If red spruce, optimized for a West Virginia climate, can survive in Vermont now, they could give this forest a head start in adapting to its future climate. Lots of experiments like this one are going on around the country to study what scientists call assisted migration. That term actually covers a whole range of activities, from, in this case, moving a genotype within a tree's existing range to introducing an animal somewhere its species has never lived before.
Thinking about actively moving species around is a lot uncomfortable for us.
Abe Miller-Rushing is science coordinator for Acadia National Park in Maine.
What might be the kind of unintended consequences? What diseases might we unintentionally move around if we move species around?
He says, for a long time, the Park Service has supported hands-off management of federal lands. But he says not intervening as Acadia changes could mean its iconic evergreen forests get replaced by a shrubland of invasive bushes.
Typically, in a warming environment like this, we would expect trees from the south, things like oaks and hickories, to move up into the park, but the climate is changing faster than those species can keep up with. We've put a lot of obstacles in their way, like development.
Cities and suburbs. Last year, the Park Service published a guide for staff considering assisted migration. Miller-Rushing helped write it. So did Mark Schwartz, a researcher at the University of California, Davis. He says forest managers helping species migrate face a lot of uncertainty.
It turns out, though, it might be the best bad idea that we have. And as a consequence, we may need to engage in it more and more.
More data from experiments like the one in Vermont will help.
There's always that challenge, too, is like the personal versus the scientific.
Tony D'Amato says he doesn't want to see familiar species disappear from northern forests.
Personally, I'd be pretty upset.
But he says it helps to know lessons from these test plots in the woods could help guide what comes next. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs in northern Vermont.